Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. A recent agreement between Queen Creek and GSC Farm LLC in La Paz County has some of the state's water watchers worried about whether certain communities in the quest for growth will simply buy water and ultimately affect the future of rural and agricultural areas. Joanna Allhands of The Republic wrote about the deal, and her colleague Phil Boas joined our co-host Steve Goldstein for his regular appearance to talk about it. Boas began by explaining why this is an important transaction to watch.
It's interesting because it's a tiny amount of water. It doesn't amount to much when you look at it on its own, but it has huge ramifications if you're looking at the future of the Colorado River Basin and future water use from the river and how it's used. There's a real fear that this proposed transfer of water from a little town on the California border to Queen Creek, just in Metro Phoenix, it would really have large implications if it goes through, because there's a real sense that it'll begin this speculation of companies, hedge funds, starting to buy up water rights in order to sell them to high use areas.
How close could we be coming to something like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, so you hear the arguments on both sides, and you got to pull back a little bit and look at the Colorado River Basin. The Colorado River supplies about 40 million people in 7 states and Mexico. And with climate change and with drought, we're seeing reduced supply coming from there, but we're also seeing increased demand because of the population growth in the Mountain West and the West. And so there's greater demand on the river, and we're having to figure out, how do we manage this? And this only complicates it when we have all kinds of little side deals going on that are transferring the water rights from the main stem users on the Colorado River over to the high growth areas. It makes it harder to sort things out. Now, will this create that kind of large push towards speculation? Tom Bouchatsky, who is the director of the Arizona Department of Water Resources, argues that these are case-by-case issues and that each one of them would have to be taken piecemeal and looked at in order to do it. And he has supported this deal, although he reduced the size of it from its original of about 2,000 acre feet to 1,000. He is making the argument that, you know, we have high growth areas where we have projected high growth where water is going to be needed. And can you make these sort of limited transfers to certain places? That's one argument. The other argument is that, you know, this is going to open the door to the speculators. They're going to come in, hedge funds are going to come in and buy up these rights and then start bidding them off. And then you have all kinds of confusion around the river.
Well, and you also create what a lot of people worry about, the potential of a have and have not, again, with a finite resource.
That's right. And so, I mean, this is the kind of dispute and just the really highly tangled kinds of complexities we're going to be dealing with, you know, as we, move into this era of scarcity. And so we're just going to have to muddle our way through and figure it out. There was a lot of opposition to this. I mean, there were, they had written comments on this, and the vast majority were opposed to doing this.
One thing that stood out for me in Joanna's column was the state representative who represents La Paz County, first of all, calling on the feds, as Joanna writes, to conduct a full environmental review on the deal, but also expectations that she would introduce legislation next session to outlaw some of these similar transfers. If the legislature steps in, that would certainly get a lot of attention.
That's the other side of this, is regulation. Are you going to open the door to more of that? In La Paz County, they're worried about their future. Do we have a future if everybody starts selling off their water rights? You know, how do we grow in the future? What happens to our plans? Do we sell our future to Metro Phoenix and the other big population areas?
Does a deal like this, when we've seen, talking about drought and trying to figure out drought and going through all that, when we saw Republicans and Democrats to some extent getting together on bipartisanship when it came to water, which has been the history in this state for decades. Almost seems like Joanna speculating at the end, let's hope this deal doesn't grind tough and essential work to a halt. And I was thinking tough but essential work of actually getting different political sides to agree on how to protect water in Arizona. Is that a possibility?
Well, absolutely. I mean, these have been delicate negotiations. There are a lot of competing interests at stake here, and it's been very difficult to bring the interested parties together, the stakeholders together in this state, and to get them pulling in the same direction and working together. And so this can complicate that. And is it worth doing to make it easier for Queen Creek to develop and to reduce their dependency on groundwater pumping? Those are hard questions. They're not easy questions to answer. I mean, the water is probably going to go eventually where people want to live and where there is growth, and so the water will follow that. And do we need to recognize that reality as we look to the future? Again, hard questions, no easy answers. Mm-hmm. Smart people trying to sort it out.
That's why we bring you on, Phil. That's Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic. Phil, thanks as always. Good to talk with you. Take care.
Good talking to you. Thank you, Steve.